and welcome to a brand new show here on FM2 in the United States of America and Fab Radio International in the UK. It's the Rip Man and Her, and I'm the Rip Man, and she
and
is...
And I'm the Her.
She is. She's a Her. She's a Her. And, and your name?
Her? Helen Robinson. And yours?
Is Paul Ripley.
Radio legend.
Radio legend. That's one thing I get called, and there's plenty of other names as well.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. It's a brand new show we're doing. And the idea of this show is just to play music we enjoy, that hopefully we've got an opinion about, and hopefully you've got an opinion about as well. And just, well, we'll just talk about the music business, because Helen has been involved in the music business for, well, how long?
Too long. Although it is like Hotel California, in the sense that you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
No, that's for sure with the music business. We've both been involved in many on many levels, from managing bands.
Yeah, for the, let's not name drop and brag, but we have kind of done quite a lot.
Yeah, we have. We've been around the scene, to say the least.
We have. But underpinning it all is a joint passion for music, much like anyone tuning into this show. Hopefully we'll play some stuff that you love, some stuff that you might not have heard of before, which is sort of the idea.
So
new stuff, old stuff?
New stuff and old stuff. Now, Helen is in a place called Burnley, so we're doing this via the internet, as you do, you know, technically, type pressing buttons and all the rest of it. So if we over talk a little bit now and then, we can't actually see each other, so I apologise for that. But the idea is, well, it's raining. It always rains in the UK, and it's a rainy, it's a rainy night tonight. And Helen, is it raining outside? Be honest.
It's grim up north.
It's grim up north. So I've chosen some songs for this first show, and you've chosen some songs, but I've chosen my songs from the early 70s.
Oh, okay.
Okay, to start us off with. So I'd start with this one, and see what you think. I actually adore this song. Hence, I chose it, but here we go.
We'll be right back.
Atomic Rooster, and Tomorrow Night. You're listening to Rip Man and Her on FM2 and FabRadioInternational.com. My name's Paul Ripley, and her is...
Helen Robinson, and that was an epic first choice.
Thank you so much. Why did I choose that song, you may ask? Well, one of the reasons, I've not heard it for ages. I was thinking about songs tonight, and it came across that one. I thought, yeah, I know what, I'll pick the year 1971 and find some tunes from there. And that's just, like you said, an epic song.
It is. And funnily enough, it had come up on my Discovery Mix on Spotify, which I used to be ashamed to have downloaded, given the conversations that we all have about owning physical copies and the vinyl revival.
I've heard it.
Did you own that on vinyl, Paul?
No, I didn't, before my time, really. But I've heard the vinyl sales are actually dropping off a bit at the moment. But
are they?
Yeah, but CD sales are going up. So,
do you know why I think that is, though?
Go on, too expensive.
Well, it could be, or just the fact that so many artists are re-releasing their entire back catalogue. How many times can you buy someone's entire back catalogue? That's dedication. Mm. We were talking about Bob Dylan. So now might be a good time to play a Bob Dylan track, shall we?
Do you want to play it now?
Yeah, sure, let's do it. One of my favourites is...
The boss ain't here, he got none for a while. Say that vanity got the best of him, but he sure left here in style. By the way, that's a cute hat, and it smiles so hard to resist. But what's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You know, I once knew a woman who looked like you. She wanted a home man, not just a half. She used to call me sweet daddy when I was only a child. You kind of remind me of her when you laugh. In order to deal in this game, got to make the queen disappear. It's done with a flick of the wrist. What's a sweetheart like you? Like you should be at home, that's where you belong. Taking care of somebody nice who don't know how to do you wrong. Just how much abuse will you be able to take? Well, there's no way to tell by that first kiss. What's a sweetheart like? Yourself, you can hear them tires squeal. You could be known as the most beautiful woman who ever crawled across cut glass to make a deal. You know, news of you has come down the line even before you came to the door. They say in your father's house there's many mansions, each one of them got a fireproof floor. People are jealous of you. They smile your face, but behind your back they hiss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? Had to be an important person to be in here, honey. Had to have done some evil deed. Got to have your own helm when you come in the door. Got to play your harp and tell your lips. Patriotism is the last refuge to which a scoundrel clings. Steal a little and they throw you in jail. Steal a lot and they make you king. There's only one step down from here, baby. It's called the land of permanent bliss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this?
that not the most tremendous guitar solo?
I wouldn't say it's the most tremendous guitar solo in the world. I think it's cool, though.
You know who it is, though?
No, I don't. Who is it?
Oh, Mark Knopfler.
Is it?
Yes.
Now it's obvious. Now you can hear Mark Knopfler.
They have a style, don't they? Used to play this game. Who's the guitarist? So they did so many session songs, but of course they're all pals, aren't they? So yeah. We'll have to play some of Mark Knopfler's new tunes on the next show. I've not got them lined up today.
Yeah, definitely. Do you know what we'll have to do on the show as well? It sounds kind of weird, but not weird. We'll have to have a webcam so we can visually key each other and cue each other. Because I was waiting for you to come in there to say, you know, back announce the song and all the rest of it, and you didn't do it.
So, sorry.
Well, don't say sorry to me.
Perhaps no, it is easy when we're together.
It is easy. So let's get some webcams going. Then we can.
As long as the poor audience don't have to see it, Paul. No, I've definitely got a face for radio.
No, nobody wants to see my face, that's for sure. That's why I've done radio for so long.
We'll spare you that, listeners.
Yeah, just spare that. However, you can go on YouTube and watch Mancunian Candidates if you fancy it. But perhaps not the time. The elections in America, my God. We won't talk about it because we want to date the show. But goodness.
Don't talk about it.
Right, yeah, ever again in our lives talk about it. Right, the next song. Go on, sorry.
I'd say we could play a song now, though, called You Can't Get Along With Me. It's in the vein of Dylan, but it's a friend of mine. Bit of nepotism. Den Brown, he's called. Fantastic little guitarist and singer-songwriter.
Why is it lined up?
Seems appropriate.
Is it lined up?
Should be.
Well, it's my go next. You've just done Bob Dylan.
Are you sulking? I can't see if you're sulking or not.
No, I've just lined it up.
All right, okay. We'll play yours next then.
No, let's do yours. Who is it again?
Den Brown. You can't get along with me. Much like people in
like
politics
me and you
can't
moment.
Get along anymore.
Me and you.
Yeah, me and you, right now.
I can hear your whisper through the trees. I can hear your footprints on the breeze. And there ain't no logic to it. It's one of life's mysteries. You can't get along with me. The whole world's laughing when you're smiling. I can lose myself with your beguiling. Like dance to some hidden melody. You can't get along with me. Laughing, smiling as we run towards the sun. It's a wonder we can't get much living done. I can't be with you as your sworn enemy. If we hit uncommon ground, we should just agree to disagree. You can move a mountain with your soul. I'd like to watch you growing old. But who could live forever in an eternity where you can't get along?
We'll do better at getting along, Paul.
We will. Den Brown, is it? Who is it again?
Den Brown.
Den Brown. Where's he from?
He's originally from Ayr. In Scotland. Bonnie Scotland.
It's a wonderful tune.
But we were part of a road crew once.
Oh, right.
He was my wingman. And not to get all melancholy, but we bumped into each other about a month ago. We hadn't seen each other for a while at a mutual friend's funeral. And it just reminded me of how great his album was. And that song just seemed perfect to slot in there.
Yeah, very Dylan-esque at times.
Yes. Well, we'd played Dylan, so...
Yeah, yeah. Blends well.
Your turn next, then.
My turn next. Well, I'm doing a song which was a big hit as a cover for the Happy Mondays.
Oh.
And people in Manchester, you know, most people like the Happy Mondays don't even know it's a cover. It's by an artist called John Congas, and it's got, well, you know the song. I've listened to it. If you know the Happy Mondays, you'll know this song.
Come on, wait from let me know you're gonna take away our promise.
Lewis, and he's going to step on you again. You're listening to the Ripman Show here on FM2 on Fab Radio International. The Ripman and Her, a new show which is coming out every week across the United States and across the UK and Europe. The Ripman and Her.
What? Preferred that to the Happy Mondays version.
So do I, big time. His son brought a song out not long ago, and that's wonderful as well. Is that the first time you've heard it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm never, ever a big fan of the Happy Mondays.
No, I wasn't really when they came out. Well, not my cup of tea. However,
you know, I did wonder how, you know, Manchester's perceived with the music that's been, or the image of the musicians as more than the music that is sent out to the world. Oh, and if you're not aware of it, how do you describe that Mancunian swagger and that attitude?
Well, perhaps not everybody gets that. I mean,
For
a Burnley girl, it's not too bad at all. but bands like Smiths and Morrissey aren't like that. You know, there's plenty of Manchester bands in the past which I haven't got that. You know, the swagger, the Oasis type. Let's not talk about Oasis.
Oh.
Not my cup of tea. Why, do you want to?
I'm still going to put some in at some point.
Yeah, are you going to... you're still going to
or at least a Liam song and a Noel song.
Okay. Right, Manchester music, you're just talking there. How's it perceived? A friend of mine who... well, a few friends in the States see Manchester as the capital of music for the UK. And that's cool. How true is that? I'm not sure. Your thoughts?
Hey, I'm not either. There's a lot of music come out of Manchester, but there's also a lot of really good stuff comes out of Liverpool, yeah. Birmingham, London, of course. UK's just a hub. Maybe it's because we're so small but creative.
Maybe so.
Favourite Manchester bands, then?
My favourite Manchester band? It's a hard one. I have to ponder on that.
I think mine has to be 10cc.
Yeah, 10cc are definitely up there. Number
or
one,
Blossoms.
Number two.
No, Blossoms God. Are wicked.
No, God, they're awful. It's from the Stockport. They're not Manchester bands.
Oh, border rivalry.
No, but just, they're not. Greatest Manchester. All right. No.
Anyway. Yeah. You'd have to maybe have lived and worked and breathed the Manchester air to fully appreciate the vibe.
Yeah, what it is, though, there's lots of gigs going on all the time. You go across Manchester Centre now and talk about gigs and venues going down. My God, there's literally venues, you know, one opens up every week. There's places I've never heard of, and I'm nodding my head going, someone's mentioned a DJ came in the other day. He was talking about... Yeah, I've got this gig going. Yes. I said, all right, okay. I'm thinking to myself, where's Yes? Never heard of it. Because it's downstairs, though, not upstairs. All right, so we've got two venues of the two. Yeah, I hadn't heard of it. There's venues all over Manchester, and it's a thriving music scene, without question.
Yeah, I went to, is it called New Century?
New Century Hall, yeah.
So, yeah, that's a relatively new setup. So left
Actually,
field
it's not.
Last
it's
year.
From the 60s.
What, and they've revamped it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's just changing back into a music venue.
Oh, cool. Well, we need it.
Well, we've got the biggest, largest venue in Europe at the moment, and we're indoor.
With the Co-op Live.
Yeah. Don't know. Do you like the place?
Not keen on that.
No.
But at the risk of the tourist board getting in touch and asking us to do adverts,
yeah,
we should probably play some more music.
Okay.
And I'm just thinking... circling back to what we were saying about guest guitarists.
Yeah.
Let's see if you know who the guitarist is on this one. This is, it's a new song by an older, well-established artist. This is Lover or Lover by Donovan.
Feel your ecstasy. Lady of seven lights, administer love to me. A foreign by temple of innocence to be. I lay my burden down and rest beneath me. lover, oh lover, lead me within. Lover, oh lover, lead me within. Lover, oh lover, lead me within. Lover, oh lover, lead me within.
Go on then. Who was it?
Gilmour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unmistakable.
Unmistakable Gilmour. He's.
Have you listened to his new album yet?
I've listened to bits, and he's on tour at the moment, isn't he? He's going to go across the States. I've seen bits of the tour. That looks good. I'm amazed he's still got a voice, really.
I love that new album, you know, and there's some hardcore fans that are slating it. I think it's the best thing he's done since Pink Floyd.
Oh, well, it's because he's done.
In what sense? I mean, his solo work.
All right.
And his guitar guesting.
It's the best thing he's done since Pink Floyd. What else? What other bands have been in? Dire Straits.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Dire Straits, yeah.
Was he in them? Was he around the place? Was he in there?
Left field. Yeah. Actually, he did an album with The Orb, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Two. Either. Yeah.
And?
Well, I love it. But then I like the odd bit of rave and dance and trance.
Well, talking of guitarists...
We won't put that on.
This, again, is from 1971. And it's a band, I was at school, and I heard the song, and I just love the guitarist. And his dad used to be on TV. So I got told this, or I read this, and so it made it even more fascinating at the time. This is Free and My Brother Jake.
Oh, I love Free. I love this track.
My brother Jake had to shake, head in a daze. My brother Jake, have you thought about changing your ways? It goes out, you don't have no doubt. You don't have to know what the world's about. My brother Jake, head down.
What a tune.
Yeah, Paul Kossoff on guitar, the sadly departed Paul Kossoff, and his dad used to be on TV on some serious, like, political show on BBC. But great memories, really, for me. It's the first time I sort of got into the guitars, besides the next act I want to play. And that what really turned me on to music. Yeah, definitely turned me on to music. So what was the first band that did it for you, when you was a kid?
For me.
Yeah, so when you're sort of... between certain ages, between, I don't know, 10, 11 and 16. That's the formative years.
Gosh, well.
Into music, I think. I guess you're going anyway.
A lot younger than that.
Well, younger than 10?
Yes, yeah, younger than 10. I think in an attempt to stop my constant chatter, my parents bought me a personal stereo cassette player, a Sony Walkman.
Okay.
When I was about 6. Prior to that, my uncle was classically trained. He was in an orchestra, and I spent a lot of time with him listening to classical music. And I used to talk too much. And to shut me up, he would put me in his rocking chair with the headphones on, and I would listen to at that time the only non-classical album that he owned, and it was Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds.
Oh, what an album.
So I listened to that from being two, and then Simple Minds, Bryan Adams, Cause Your Parents Buy You Whatever's current. But when I could afford to buy my own, I believe that I was probably 13 when I saw Joe Elliott on the cover of Kerrang! Magazine, and that changed everything. Absolutely everything. I descended into the debauched world of rock and roll at that point. And I started backtracking, so I didn't really listen to current music throughout the 90s. I was absorbed by Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Jefferson Past Airplane, music. Pink
okay,
Floyd.
Right, yeah.
And Free and Paul Rodgers. Unsurprisingly, Gilmore guested on a Paul Rodgers album.
Okay.
And a friend of mine who I was just thinking, I was planning the next show through the Paul Rodgers track, wanted to be Paul Rodgers, and that launched his own career as a successful career as a vocalist.
Did he?
He's quite big in America.
Replace Freddie Mercury as Queen?
Adam Lambert.
Yeah, no, before Lambert.
Oh, no, Paul Rodgers did,
yeah. I was saying, Paul Rodgers. And it just didn't work out, did it?
You can't ever replace Freddie Mercury, though.
No.
I'm not sure how they could have done that. And I'm not a fan of these holograph shows.
Oh, good God, no. Nothing
You know,
worse.
That's just weird.
That's not live music. You might.
But you can't stop touring something, so Queen still have to play the music. But vocally, I'm not sure who I would have put in there. George Michael did a banging job.
He did, yeah. Yeah, is that a bit of a... Yeah, George Michael. The Rip Man and Her on Fab FM. Fab FM, what's it talking about? FM 2 and Fab Radio International. it's the show here is you've just tuned in, is myself, Paul Ripley, and Helen Robinson. Here's you, Mrs. Robinson. Just talking about music.
Jesus
really.
Does love
I
me
love
more
music.
Than I'll ever know.
Say again.
Jesus does love me more than I will ever know.
I was watching the Beatles documentary last night about how George Harrison was so cheesed off with John Lennon about saying about God and how famous the Beatles were. He never sort of forgave him for coming out with that quote saying they're more famous than JC.
But, oh, yeah, but what's the thing that Liam Gallagher said?
No idea.
Every time I look in the mirror, God stares back.
You're joking.
I'm not. And it's on his merchandise.
That's enough reason for me to burn his records. Piling up. It's the American in the 60s. Let's get the books out. Get the Beatles records out. Get his records out. Same thing, isn't it? And burn it all.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. No,
yeah. Anyway, you got something lined up. What is it?
Next song. Do you know what? This is a complete curveball.
Yeah.
Love it or hate it. Young band. An Oasis connection.
Oh, no.
Which wasn't... No. It wasn't deliberate. But the guy that picked up Oasis, Alan...
McGee.
Why can I not remember his name?
McGee.
Yes, him. Yeah. This is his new project. They're called the Shambolics. This song's called Take It or Leave It.
Darkness don't
too poppy.
That wasn't a very good back announcement. You're training here to be on a radio show. You're supposed to back announce them songs so people know who they are.
That was a shambolics. Take it or leave it.
Shall I cut that bit out and not put my whinging in? Or should we leave it in?
Leave your whinging in.
Leave me whinging in. I think it was just somewhere.
Some Mancunian whinging in the rain.
Yeah, so when it's my song, I back announce it.
Well, it's authentic.
Do you mean because we're miles apart?
Because we're miles apart, yeah.
I would just do it on the fly. And we're not and really
we're, yeah, we're winging
week.
It.
Because things have gone wrong. We planned to do the show today, but things have gone wrong. Your son is stuck up in the...
Oh, he's stranded in the Lake District, yeah, with a...
I've had COVID.
A blowout.
Yeah, I've had COVID all week, so I'm just not me, really. So we're not organised next week, honestly. But I pray, I tell you, we'll have a playlist sorted out. We'll have songs just in case we go too quick and we run out like we have done tonight. And we'll
but
be
who
organized.
Wants perfection, Paul?
Me.
Okay.
Me, and I found perfection when I was 12 years old, 11 years old. I don't know how old it was when this song came out.
Get it on.
album, Electric Warrior, Matt Bull and T-Rex, and the only hit he had in the States, which was, he had to change the title from Get It On to Bang A Gong, because in the States it means something different, and we'll leave it at that. So it was Bang A Gong, and he was the first guy who actually got me really into music. And, you know, from him I discovered David Bowie, Lou Reed, Velvet Underground, etc., etc. And he was the start of it all. And he went too soon. Went far too soon, at the age of 29.
He did.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's it.
It's the reason Ian McNabb from the Icicle Works first picked up a guitar too.
Is it? Well, he had good taste.
And I once interviewed Martin Turner from Wishbone Ash.
Yeah.
And we probably haven't got time for it anecdotally in this
episode. We have got
episode.
Time.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, plenty of time.
Okay. Because I could probably get Martin on to tell us himself at some point, but don't hold me to that.
He was on FM the other week.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah. On this very station.
He's a fantastic guy. It's very open in this interview about the night that Mark Bolan died.
Yeah.
He was driving over, is it Blackheath? And saw all the commotion but didn't realise what had happened. And when he got home to his place in London, the phone was ringing off the hook. And it was David Bowie ringing to tell him that Mark Bolan had died. But Bowie was so distraught that he ended up spending time at Martin's because he just didn't want to be on his own. And then later, rock and roll taking its toll and Martin not being in a good place, drove over Blackheath this particular night where he was at his absolute wit's end and stopped at the tree and just decided in that moment to turn his life around.
In what way? How do you
mean? It's quite profound, isn't it?
Turn his life around? Was he on drugs or something, or was he in a bad way?
Well, I mean, we all know people that have followed that kind of pathway in music, musicians, creatives,
yeah
addictions. And he, at that point, that was a turning point, got himself clean.
Wow.
Put his family back together. I'm sure he won't mind me telling you because it was published in the article
I
wrote at the time, you know. But yeah, amazing effect Mark Bolan had whilst alive and posthumously.
I remember the first gig I went to see him at was actually the first gig was at a place called Bellevue, not the Bellevue in New York, the Bellevue in Manchester, which has been knocked down now, a place called the King's Hall. And the single was out at the time was Metal Guru, I think. Yeah, Metal Guru. And I'd wanted to go to the Free Trade Hall to see him on the Electric Warrior Tour, but I was too young and nobody'd take me. It's weird, isn't it, how music affects your life. A friend of mine called Dave Marsden, he became Mr. Kawasaki in the UK. And me and him went to see David Bowie. Ziggy Stardust tour. And it's in his book that we went there and he's walking home and he walked past a motorbike shop and he thought, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to be involved with motorbikes. I love motorbikes and Dave Bowie music, motorbikes, wildlife. And he became, you know, his life was dedicated to motorbikes. And he became the biggest importer of Kawasaki in the UK. And it's weird. Music, it just affects you in so many different ways.
Well, it's a constant companion to a lot of people.
It's the hard
you
times.
Attach memories to it, don't definitely. You? And good ones, bad ones. Mm. Bowie, though, I think the whole blooming planet changed when Bowie died. There was a weird shift.
I think lots of music died. I think, here's one for you. When was the last time there was a band in the UK charts? The charts as we know them, as such. It's something like 10 years ago.
Since
there was an actual band.
Slade.
Oasis.
Yeah, no, yes. I'm right. I'm making a note of Slade. They're great. We'll have to do a Christmas special.
Yeah,
and the whole planet can shout Noddy Holder style. Well, we will attempt to bring the light back on that went out when Boy died.
Yeah.
It was a bizarre year, that, actually. This is getting a bit dark and macabre, Paul, but 2016, Bowie, George
Bowie
Michael,
or Bowie?
Rick Parfitt.
Bowie or Bowie?
I don't know. How do you say it? I don't think he cared. And he referred to himself as both.
Okay.
Depends what interview he's doing. And then Tom Petty was Tom a couple Petty. Of years
oh,
later. But
my goodness.
I never saw Tom Petty. I never saw Bowie Bowie.
Yeah.
Far too young for T-Rex. But that's like, I don't know whether, you know, I'm content just to listen to the back catalogue, which thankfully doesn't dissolve as they deport the mortal coil.
However, we're running out of time. We need the final song from you and tell us about it.
Right, Taj Mahal, fantastic blues guitarist, but he's just released this new album, which is live from the church in Tulsa. Whole host of musicians on board. It's never really a fan of Trey Hensley until this song, and this is a duet, and it's called Loving in My Baby's Eyes.
And we'll see you next week. You take care, guys.
We will.
And I'll leave the final words to you, Helen.
Peace out.
If you're with someone, or you're going home to someone, and you know someone that you think a lot of, this next song is for you.
Love you, baby, now you know I care. Be the one to be your man. Love you, baby, now you know.
Love you, baby. Love you, darling.